You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev, where in the month of November, they have Prize Mountain. You can win gifts with your purchase. Also, you get 0% for 84 months on select 2018 models or up to $11,000 total value on select 2018 models only at Lakewood Chev. Fantasy football guru Dave Richards from CBS Sports. Dave, welcome back to the show. How you doing, Matt?
What's up, Jason? Good to hear your voice. And, yeah, this is going to be an exciting week of football. A lot of great stuff going down across the league. A lot of big games. A lot of high-scoring games. There's a lot to get into.
Well, Dave, I'm selfishly excited because I acquired Aaron Jones in one of my drafts, and he had a really good night last night. So that was a good start in the trade.
And
so,
kudos to you for being patient and not cutting him at any point along the way, because it didn't look good for a little while.
No, I just acquired him in a trade. I never drafted him because I might have cut him.
Oh,
it's probably true.
I thought you drafted him.
No, just traded for him like 3 days ago, so. Well,
you know what that meant? But now I got to know, what did you give up to get him?
We're in a keeper league, two keepers. I gave up a third round pick for next year. And
okay.
I can keep him as a seventh rounder next season. So
that's a win.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. So that's kind of what
well
I like. Nice. I hope the guy I made a trade with just heard that comment. Awesome. You talk about some high scoring games. I want to talk first of all about a team, the Tennessee Titans overall and their defense. Like, they just really shut down the New England Patriots incredibly well. You don't see that very often. Can they do the same to the Colts, or do the Colts have better pieces that match up to exploit that defense?
I think the Colts are going to put up some points. Their offensive line has been playing fantastic. And Andrew Luck has been playing great, too, just picking apart defenses. And as good as this Tennessee defense is, they've allowed a lot of big numbers to outside receivers. Malcolm Butler has been a huge liability. He's given up 7 touchdowns just on his own this season. And this is going to be a pretty big test for Tennessee. Now, granted, they've taken on Dallas and New England the last 2 weeks, and that's a Dallas team that got Amari Cooper back. But before that, they've taken on some pretty weak offenses. They took on Buffalo. They took on Baltimore. Jacksonville was in there. Houston before they really could get going. Miami in week one, although that was kind of a strange game because there were rain delays in there. But the bottom line is that they haven't seen their fair share of great offenses. I think Indianapolis' offense is pretty dang good, and I think they're going to give Tennessee a hard time.
Now, some of the matchups, there's bye weeks, of course, right now. I think anybody in the KC-LA game, Dave, I don't even know if we have to talk about it. You're pretty much starting anybody almost in that game because everybody's expecting a lot of offense from both of those teams. But some guys now that you look for, to have good weeks offensively that, aren't the obvious candidates.
Sure. So, I mean, I would go right back to that Tennessee and Indianapolis game and look at Marcus Mariota, who's been playing lights out the last couple of weeks. I've got him as a top 12 quarterback. I think he's an outstanding play in daily. I think he's the perfect replacement for Tom Brady this week, not just for this week, of course, and then the matchup against Indianapolis and their banged-up secondary. But in 2 weeks, he takes on the Jets, and if Tom Brady comes out of the bye and doesn't look like himself, well, you've got Mariota on your team, and he's still out there in about half of CBS Sports leagues. Eli Manning and Dak Prescott are two other quarterbacks I think people just don't really think of as must-starts week in and week out, but I think this week they could both really pop off and have good games. I think you could say the same thing for Alex Collins in Baltimore, where the matchup is just great against Cincinnati. They've given up 9 touchdowns to running backs in their last 4 games. I'm not sure if Alex Collins is going to get full-time workload, but he tends to be their lead running back, and I would take a chance on him. I also, in a PPR league, I would take a chance on Theo Riddick, T.J. Yeldon, and Jalen Richard. I think all three of them are in situations where their teams are going to have to play from behind, put the ball in the air, and they're going to be regular targets there. Those are good off-the-beaten-path sleepers there. And at wide receiver, 2 rookies that I want to direct you toward. Number 1, D.J. Moore with Carolina. He has not played great in the last couple of weeks, but I love his matchup against the Lions. I think Cam has a huge day. And D.J. Moore will be a big part of that. His catch-and-run ability will make a difference in this game against the Lions defense that has a hard time wrapping up wide receivers. And Anthony Miller took on this Lions defense last week. He had a big game. I think his specific matchup in the slot against Minnesota will also be a big plus. I like using him in daily fantasy. I think he's got room to be good as a flex in leagues this week, and certainly for anybody that's without a wide receiver because 6 teams are on bye. Last but not least, a tight end. Look for Ricky Seals-Jones against Oakland. That's a really good matchup for him. He had 9 targets last week. And look for a guy named Jeff Heirman with Denver. He had 11 targets in his last game. He's going up against the Chargers. Denver's going to play from behind. And I can't help but think that those targets are going to continue to be there for him, at least to a decent degree, because they traded away Demaryius Thomas. They need to make room for other players to catch passes in that offense. And I think Heuerman's the one to do it.
Dave Richard joins us from CBS Sports. He's their fantasy football guru. Dave, you mentioned Mariota. So does that mean Corey Davis, who a lot of people thought, you know, came off a big week last week, is he now showing you enough, or is he still a borderline play?
No, he's shown me enough. I think he's a borderline number one fantasy receiver, especially this week against Indianapolis. We know that Indianapolis' top cornerback on the outside is questionable to play. He didn't practice for most of this week. One of their safeties is also questionable to play. So there are some really appealing matchups for Davis to look at. And Mariota has eyes for him. It's almost like he's been given a directive by the team. Throw the ball to Corey Davis. And why wouldn't he do that? Davis is 6'4". He's fleet of foot. He runs great routes. He's very physical. He's a former number one first round pick and a number one overall pick for a team for a reason. And I could see him continuing to put up big numbers in fantasy against the Colts, who've allowed some pretty big numbers to wide receivers this season.
The tight end position, there's some obvious ones. Now we got a text in. Hey guys, I got Jack Doyle. He was in for way more snaps, but didn't get the same amount of balls. Is Ebron a guy they just use in certain situations for big plays? And even though Jack Doyle was taking way more snaps, or was that just an odd game and Doyle's the guy to start over Ebron?
Well, Doyle does play more snaps and he runs more routes than Eric Ebron. We can measure that metric. And Ebron is more like a part-time receiver, but he's so big that when the Colts use him, they can't help but want to throw touchdowns to him because he gets open and because he can make plays. I would imagine that Ebron's playing time will go up, and I don't think it'll hurt Jack Doyle's playing time. The big question is whether or not Doyle can see a bounce back in targets. I'm expecting a high-scoring game between the Titans and the Colts, and I think Indianapolis is going to have to use all of their tight ends, Ebron, Jack Doyle, and they also have this other guy named Mo Alie-Cox, who's a converted basketball player, caught a touchdown last week. Maybe he does it again this week. I'm not as excited about him for fantasy as I am for Ebron and Doyle. Ebron's basically getting a touchdown a week. I don't know how you get away from him. And in PPR leagues, I could see Jack Doyle getting 6-7 catches again and coming through with 70 or 80 yards on top of it.
The going to the LA-KC matchup, is like they're all kind of obvious. I would assume most people are going to go with both quarterbacks and the running backs. Is there one player like this? Is Sammy Watkins? Like, is there a matchup here suddenly that you think, okay, one of these guys is poised to have a real great game strictly based on the matchup of personnel?
I would look at Tyreek Hill and expect him to have a monster game. This Rams pass defense has been incredibly bad in their last five games. They're giving up right around 16 yards per catch. They're giving up a bunch of touchdowns, a high catch rate to wide receivers. It's ugly. And I think it's going to be really good for Tyreek Hill especially. And I think it won't be bad for Sammy Watkins either. And obviously Travis Kelce will do his thing. I'm not telling you anything that you don't know already. These are all going to be good plays in everybody's fantasy leagues. But if you've decided to play in daily fantasy and you can use these guys in your lineup, I would highly recommend finding a way to get at least Tyreek Hill in there for this matchup against the Rams and then their beat-up secondary.
Is Golden Tate going to be a factor in Philadelphia, or because they have Zach Ertz and also on Alshon Jeffrey, he's not ever going to be a big factor?
I think he eventually will. It's just a matter of whether or not you want to start him before it happens or you want to see it first and then go, okay, now I know what his role is and what he'll be. I think he's going to be their slot guy. It just makes sense. That's what he did in Detroit. He's good at it. They can occasionally take some deep shots with him, and they can also use him to return punts. So if your league gives credit for touchdowns on special teams, he can help you out there. But it sounds to me like he just wasn't quite up to speed on the playbook last week. It hurt his playing time. It hurt his targets for sure. And I think you will see him start to see more playing time as the season rolls on. Whether or not you use him in fantasy, this is one where I wouldn't want to use him in my regular leagues, the leagues I'm playing with my buddies or my coworkers. I'll stick Golden Tate there. But if I'm doing daily fantasy and I'm going to go into a tournament, I want my lineup to be different, I'll take a chance on Golden Tate there, knowing that he does have some potential if the Eagles go ahead and put him on the field more often. This is going to be a game where Philadelphia is going to throw the ball a ton. I'm looking at like 45 pass attempts for Carson Wentz. Philadelphia's secondary is all beat up. The Saints are going to put up a ton of points. It's going to force Philadelphia to throw the football, and that'll be good for Golden Tate.
What about Mitch Trubisky? He had an unbelievable breakout week last week. How do he and Allen Robinson match up this weekend in your eyes?
Not good. Allen Robinson's going to see a lot of Xavier Rhodes. That's the best cover corner for Minnesota, and I would imagine that Rhodes will just get assigned Robinson and say, take him out. And the Bears are probably going to know that going in, so when Trubisky throws the ball, he's going to have to go in other directions. Trubisky's going to need some help from his playmakers, and it's more than just Robinson. We're talking about Tariq Cohen, Anthony Miller, who I mentioned earlier, Trey Burton at tight end. Those guys are going to have to catch everything that Trubisky throws at them, and sometimes Trubisky is not on target, and they're going to also have to make plays after the catch. It's really the only way you can make headway against this Vikings defense, which is very good, and they're going to be very close to full strength for this game. So I would shy away from Trubisky because I think there's just too much risk. There are so many other quarterbacks that you can turn to this week. Mariota's one of them. Eli Manning is another one going up against Tampa Bay. Their defense is really in the pit. There's a couple other guys out there that I would take over Trubisky. I just don't think he'll finish with a great game. And so you can really help your fantasy team out by going in a different direction rather than Trubisky, who he's at home. That's nice. But going up against that Vikings defense is going to be tough.
Do you have anybody who's like a wild card that maybe hasn't put up big numbers that you think is due for a breakout week?
Well, I think DJ Moore would qualify. I think he can certainly do that. We know what his potential is. I think there's a couple of other players that are out there that could maybe break through. I'll give you one that could be really crazy. So buckle up for this one. It looks like Joe Flacco's not going to play. He's doubtful for his game against Cincinnati. Lamar Jackson's going to play. And I think that's an interesting player that could get into the fray for Baltimore. I think that his potential as a runner can help him, especially in fantasy leagues where it's 4 points for a passing touchdown. And I think he'll play a little bit. There's talk that RG3 is going to get in there too. But I could see Lamar Jackson having a good game, and if you've got him on your fantasy team, you can carry him over into week 12, and as a replacement for Patrick Mahomes or Jared Goff, he could be a good one because he's going to go up against the Raiders. I think there's a lot to like there. I think Theo Riddick in PPR leagues is an excellent sleeper. I think Tre'Quan Smith of the New Orleans Saints could also do well. Again, that Philadelphia secondary, they're starting a lot of backups there. Tre'Quan Smith, the rookie receiver for New Orleans, could make a couple of plays. And the tight ends I mentioned, Ricky Seals-Jones, Jeff Heuermann, they've got potential to put up some good numbers this week, too.
Dave, as always, man, great stuff. I love reading it. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. Take care, and good luck in your leagues this weekend, Jason.